Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim Klal Memches. So Siman Tezayin is not a common case, but we might as well learn it. Yud Shachlo Keechad Mekad Megimel Birchol Le'atzma. You have 10 people eating together, and three, let's say, didn't realize that it was 10. They thought it was 9, and they said, "You know what? We can make up Zimun ourselves." Then I realized that there really was 10, and by them doing Zimun, we've lost the Zimun. So that's not true. So we have this idea before that if one person benched early in the case of the three, which he shouldn't have done so, the other two can make the zimun on him even though he benched already. So we're having a parallel concept that the seven can do a zimun on the three even though the three have benched already. And possibly you would have the same result as you have over there. So we said over there that the one who benched early lost his mitzvah of Zimun, but the other two are still yet to their Zimun. So similarly over here, the three which benched early would lose the mile of Zimun B'Shem, but it doesn't take away the mile of Zimun B'Shem to the remaining seven. Siman Yud Zayin. Hanichos Eitzalam Avorchim B'Zimun Oishahoyisham V'loy Ochel Shom Klal. The person who did not eat with them, so either because he just walked in right now or he was there, and he didn't eat at all. And we said before, drinking is included within the eating as well, because shti is b'chal achila. So he would be part of the zimun. A zimun of three, for sure. A zimun of 10, we discussed before that that's questionable, whether shtia can work for that purpose. Chayonim allowed even drinking water, the Mishabura said water not. There are some places that would say that the Tlavdafka water includes anything which is primarily a water-based drink, so sodas, coffee, tea, etc. But a fruit juice, those things are included. But let's say he didn't have any of that. So does he respond to the Zimun? So they have a Zimun without him. And they're saying a Zimun. Does he respond? He can't say Baruch Shalchal Nimshaloi because he did not eat. But on the other hand, they're calling out to give a bracha to Hashem. Now they're giving a bracha to Hashem because they ate. So maybe he doesn't have to answer at all. But the halacha is that he answers. Kishav Baruch Armin, the Baruch Shalchal Nimshaloi. Oina Baruch Umavarach Shemoi Tamid Le'olam Vo'ed. So he says the Barshem's name is Mavurach in all situations. If he didn't hear the mazamein, again he wasn't there. That's why he didn't eat with them. Or even he gave two scenarios. He ate, he was there. He did not eat. Or he just walked in right now. So he walks in as they're benching. So he didn't hear. If he didn't hear the mezamein saying the Baruch Shalchal Mishaloi, so then he does not answer. He just says amen after they say Baruch Shalchal Mishaloi Tuchu. You know, he answers amen. I agree with what they just said. If the situation is not a zimun of three, so the zimun of the Baruch Elokeinu Shalchal Mishaloi, and they're answering Baruch Elokeinu, so he should also say Hashem's name. But where does he put it in? So the phrase is Baruch Umavarach Shmoi Tamid Le'olam Vo'ed. So he says Baruch Elokeinu Umavarach Shmoi Tamid Le'olam Vo'ed. So he adds in the word Elokeinu in the second part of the phrase Baruch Elokeinu Umavarach Shmoi Tamid Le'olam Vo'ed. Mimkar Omer Hamavorech, and if the mezamein already had said the Vorech, he didn't hear that part. He just walks in as they're answering. Baruch Elokeinu Shalchal Mishlob Tuchayinu. So again, he does not say anything. All he does is he responds to their response to the mezamein. He says amen, that I agree with that as well. So as opposed to saying this full sentence of Baruch Elokeinu Umaroch Shmoi Tamid Le'olam Vo'ed. So only in a scenario where he hears the mezamein, so the mezamein is asking everybody to respond, it's appropriate that he should respond with everybody else. but he can't say Baruch the Shalchal Mishaloi. So we gave him a nusach of what to say. But we did not hear the mazamin saying telling everybody to say something. He said he's not mechuyav to say anything. But on the other hand, they should say amen. But what they're doing is something which he agrees with, and therefore he should respond with saying amen. Have a good day.